And welcome back, Truth Seekers. Now, I know that many of you are tuning in hoping to hear my expose on initiative surveillance and how much are they actually watching. But with the events above Sanctuary yesterday, I felt that we should take a moment to view this situation that is developing. Now, as I'm sure you all know, a large vessel appeared in Sanctuary orbit yesterday. It broke up and crashed, mainly upon the capital city. Official reports will say that they don't know what vessel this is, but even the INS were able to get eyewitness accounts that this is the Heart of Winter, which apparently has been missing. Now, you may recognise the name SFCV Heart of Winter, serial number BB1-02, as being one of the Heart series of brand new battleships that have been built. The Heart of Winter itself is highly decorated and has quickly become the pride of the fleet. Now, it shouldn't surprise you, it certainly does not surprise me, that our glorious initiative were able to lose an entire battleship. And let's be clear here, battleships do not travel alone. It would probably have had an entire associated support fleet. So now, not only have they lost one brand new, highly decorated ship, they've lost many! And now it turns up in what can only be assumed to be a terrorist assault above Sanctuary. Now, looking through the INS here, the official line is that the situation is under investigation, which we all know is military speak for, "We're desperately trying to cover this up. Please give us some more time to get our story straight." So I'm sure we'll hear absolutely nothing concrete about that in the future from official channels. But it is very interesting that a missing battle fleet, we can assume, reappears a little over a month after the Aditi system has lost all communication. Now, I don't know how many of you are that aware of the Aditi system. It is, after all, a fairly new system within the initiative. But it is, and has been since its initial founding, a hotbed of criminal activity. There was a raid conducted a scant 2 years ago, with a full task fleet being dispatched to try to quash the criminal syndicates that were overrunning the system. And now, there is not a single communication, a single vessel, anything emerging from that system. But rather than investigating, the government has, in its vast wisdom, sent a task fleet to, and I'm quoting here, monitor the jump points. That's it, monitor the situation. Now, the INS has chosen to label it as a missing system. Well, not so much missing as quarantined, it sounds to me. There is no known phenomena capable of causing long-term instability in jump points that would reduce or stop communication in transit. So why would the powers that be want to quarantine an entire system? It certainly warrants looking into, which, as you would expect, is exactly what I have done. Now, according to the official database, the Aditi system was surveyed in 2474. And was first colonised in 2485. It contains 7 planets, of which the 5th, Tailburn, is the capital. Then we have a DT2, which holds a single mining station, and a DT4, which is well known as a criminal outpost, and was the subject of the raid of 2501. Here is where it gets really intriguing. As you know, the lists of newly graduated personnel issued by our military that try and boost planetary pride lists all graduates' planets of birth. And they have listed, for a couple of years now, graduates from the Aditi system, specifically from Tailburn, about 6 of them so far. Now, it would be very hard for a Tailburnian to have graduated from military service, considering the planet was only colonised 18 years ago. Now, let's do the maths here. I'm sure you can keep up. Colonised 18 years ago. It's not standard practice to send pregnant women out on colony ships, but let's assume one was. She gave birth within months of the planet being settled. Now that is a prodigious child who is able to graduate from military training at the tender age of 16. And you know, I find that frankly ludicrous. So either these people who are being credited as being born on Tailburn are not from the planet at all, or the official record has been changed. Either way, there is something going on there. So we've got a missing, and that's INS's words, not mine, a missing system full of criminals, and a vessel from a missing battle fleet involved in a terrorist action. That seems like a mighty coincidence to me. Add in the fact that the initiative is doing apparently very little, and even their own propaganda mouthpiece, the INS, can spot that something is amiss. We must be asking, what are we not being told? And that, friends, really is the question. Until next time, ciao.